Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Be Prepared.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. How many times in our lives have we failed to be prepared? Time management has become a huge challenge for our society. Even with the assistance of MapQuest or our personal GPS, we often fail to build in enough time to actually get to our desired destination. Oh, we thought there would be a gas station nearby on the way, or a Stop and Shop before we arrive to pick up some essentials. Even with regards to our own self-care, we neglect to carve out the me time necessary to be healthy, mindful, and prayerfully ready to be our best selves and or to be prepared for the call to mission. So often, we wait for a better time, a better price, a better opportunity. Yet at any moment, it can be too late. So it was for the 5 bridesmaids who waited until the last minute to buy their lamp oil. When they returned, they begged the Lord to let them in. But it was too late. The door was locked. The party had already started. So what was Jesus teaching his disciples and us through this parable? Was he saying, in effect, for the final banquet, the great feast, at the end times, that we had better be more than simply present and accounted for? Store up your oil. Don't run on empty, thinking you can make it to the finish line. Yes, learn to prepare. Be ready and realize you are running on God's time. Recognize that all 10 were invited. 5 were prudent and 5 were foolish. Is this not symbolic of how we all approach uncertainty? Understanding that we come from different circumstances with different means, abilities, or lack of, and different opportunities or misfortunes? we might reframe Jesus' parable in light of our present realities. Would any of us feel hurt if good friends turned us down when we asked for help? Haven't we all been caught unprepared when unexpected misfortune or tragedy shakes the foundations of our faith? Is Jesus the wise and caring rabbi leading us to a deeper truth? Together, the wise and the foolish are a part of God's community of love. Our faith communities can become the filling stations for the spiritual fuel that all of us need from time to time, and yes, especially at the end time. Perhaps we are being called to share our individual gifts and talents, though never equal, so that all of us, together as a community of faith and love, can maintain a state of constant vigilance in order that all of us will be welcomed when the bridegroom comes.